and you're with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Lara Toms on the line. And aphids also tells the truth, doesn't it, but in a completely different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was really fascinated by what you guys do. Can you give my listeners a little bit of an understanding? Because it's 30 years. You've been doing it for 30 years.
That's right. Yeah, we're celebrating our 30th year anniversary. Aphids started in 1994 as an experimental art organisation with a whole collective of artists from across fashion, music, performance, writing. And then, fast forward, and now we are making a whole lot of different projects, and often we're collaborating with people that don't necessarily identify as artists, and we're putting their lived experience onto artistic platforms and hearing their stories. And, it's been a really excellent time with for aphids, and we're celebrating this year with a big party.
Yeah. We should quickly say that that's an evening of performance to Friday, mm-hmm. the 5th of July from 7 p.m, and it's going to be at Arrow on Swanston. That's 488 Swanston Street, Carlton. We'll say that again, and it will be on the podcast so you can look at it. But we'll say that over and over again as we talk so that people can remember that this is such a fine affair. Because when you say that you do experimental work, you do, and with people that wouldn't normally see themselves as artists, we're talking about funeral directors, Uber drivers, and Joe Dolce. I don't know if you should put them all in the same breath, but there you go.
Yeah, so Joe Dolce is certainly an artist, but we made a large project with him in the Malthouse Theatre, which had all of the audience on stage eating spaghetti, and Joe was the last person left in the seating bank, and he sang his classic hit, Shut Up Your Face, which was actually the biggest selling single of all time for Australia. So we felt like that really was an interesting way to think about kind of, what was happening in Australia at that time. Our work with Uber drivers was back in 2020, just actually around the lockdown period, and we worked with four workers who gave us a lot of insights into, I guess, platform capitalism and how, the new digital ways of working and workers' rights within those worlds. And there was sort of a lot of movement and talking around those experiences in Trades Hall, which we know is the sort of home of the 8-hour day, but not the kind of rights that a lot of these workers are allowed. And then with the funeral director, I made a work called The Director with a guy who had been working in the funeral industry for over 20 years called Scott Turnbull, and we made a piece that really sort of interrogated how people profit from death and the ways that, things can be done differently. And we've just had, the joy of being able to tour that to different places around the world and talk to people about these experiences. So, aphids has a pretty rich history of different kinds of collaborators.
Yeah, it's performance-led though, isn't it? Performer-led.
Yes, that's right. So we're artist-centred, and all our work is really about showcasing people's stories and working with artists in our sector, and the whole organisation is run by artists as well.
And this evening of performance too, which is going to be on the Friday the 5th of July at Arrow on Swanston, 488 Swanston Street, Carlton, it's going to have a whole lot of different performances by people like Pony Cam, Deborah Kaiser, Thea Bowman, a whole range of different people. And, I bring up Pony Cam because I recently saw an event that they did with, I think it was Darabin Council, and they collaborated with a whole lot of older people in the community. And that particular performance, particularly the first half of it, was so illuminating about the experiences of those people as older citizens of Melbourne. It was fabulous.
Yeah, Pony Cam are really impressive collective. They work so hard, and they make projects that are really sort of connected with the local communities, and they do like a lot of durational sort of work with treadmills where they're running on stage for the entire show. They're very playful as well. Yes, exactly. So they've promised a sort of bit of a spectacle for the end of the party, where we'll be receiving that performance as a special gift to AFIDS, and really looking forward to it. Some of the other performers are from AFIDS past projects. Liz Dunn, who was an artistic associate for many years, will be performing. Tia Bauman also worked with AFIDS and then moved on to sort of set up a crazy company using holograms and art. And Deborah Kayser is one of the sort of original collaborators with AFIDS and has an amazing sort of experimental voice practice. So there's a huge array of different collaborators. We've got crazy food from our friends Long Prawn, who have created a menu that sort of reflects our artistic and experimental spirit. And, merch, different things like publications. It's set to be quite the event.
It's a big event, yeah, I can see that. And the thing about it is that it's because of your experience and because of the way you approach art, you're talking about a whole environment, aren't you?
Yeah, it's pretty immersive. We don't sort of create work that's only for a stage or only for a gallery. Often we're working in sites that are unexpected or using buildings in ways that they may not have anticipated, and for audiences that may be outside the kind of general art scene. So this event in particular, it's got a sliding scale for entry. So, it's an accessible ticketing price, and there'll be sort of something for everyone, whether it's like video or participatory work or just sitting back and having a feed.
And does that mean that a person could go in at a certain point? It doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and end. That's my. Is it a different kind of audience experience in that sense?
Yeah, people are welcome to come at any point, but we do encourage people at time at around 7 to. Yeah, catch everything and enjoy all the different offerings of the night. But it'll end probably with some dancing if we're lucky. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
What you're really saying is that you're organising everything, but you're open to unusual and interesting happenings in between.
Yeah, that's pretty AFIDS. There's always something unusual happening.
Very good, very good. Tell us about the venue, because that's one of the things that you don't just have provocative themes like class, death and the future of food, but you also are deliberately taking people into unusual places.
Yeah, so across the 30 years, AFIDS has done work in really wonderful and strange places. We took over the Dramana Drive-In out in the Mornington at one point. Back in the early days, there were sort of concerts in the basements and underground of Federation Square. And, yeah, AFIDS always sort of looks at the site that we're in, even if it is a more traditional site, and attempts to sort of subvert how we interact with that space. Arrow and Swanson is a quite strange underground ballroom that I think probably hasn't been touched for 20 years and has a beautiful slanted ceiling with lights on it to make it look like the night sky. So it's got a fun kind of slightly corporate underground feel, and we're going to take it over and make it our own.
Do people come to you with these ideas about interesting places, or do you research them? How do you get to, or you just have big feelers?
Yeah.
That's why you're called AFIDS.
Yes. Yeah, every project's different. Often we'll start with a theme like class or work, and then we'll find a site or collaborators that connect to that. So obviously with the work about around the platform economy, we thought that Solidarity Hall in Trades Hall made great sense to occupy. But yeah, the great thing about aphids is that nothing is off limits. You're not regulated to make work with a certain kind of art or a certain kind of people or a certain kind of place. And it just allows your brain to really stretch and research topics and then go from there.
Oh, it's fantastic. Tell me how they get tickets.
Yeah, you can get tickets on our website, www.aphids.net. It's an evening of performance too, because the very first aphid show in 1994, which was in a Northcote share house, was called an evening of performance one. So we're nodding to the past, and the original director, David Young, will be there. And,
oh, fabulous. Yeah,
get to be, a pretty wild night.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. That's APHIDS, if you haven't thought that through. It's aphids, as in the bugs. And an evening of performance too, Friday the 5th of July from 7 p.m, Arrow on Swanston, 488 Swanston Street, Carlton. And thank you very much for getting up in the morning and having a yarn with us today, Lara.
Thank you. It's been great.